7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. The prosecution's star witness in Donald Trump's hush money case is responding this morning following last night's historic conviction on all 34 felony counts.
This has been a long time coming for accountability.
Michael Cohen says he only made eye contact with his old boss a single time in the courtroom.
Only once. The rest of the time, he had his eyes closed. He was slumped back, not sure whether he was sleeping or just resting his eyes, as he would say. But there was very limited interaction.
Republicans who are expected to nominate Trump at their convention just days after his July 11th sentencing are reacting. ABC's Jay O'Brien's on Capitol Hill.
Mike Johnson said it was, quote, a shameful day in American history. It was a really long statement, and there were others that were as well. Mitch McConnell has been a thorn in Donald Trump's side for quite some time, although he has since endorsed him this time around, said that the charges should never have been brought in the first place.
This is ABC News. Movie maker Ron Howard now taking us into the mind of the man behind the Muppets.
My name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
It's a fascinating look at the life of the guy who gave us Sesame Street, experimental films, and of course, Kermit the Frog.
Why are there so many?
When you hear Jim Henson's voice, do you ever not hear Kermit?
No, I pretty much always hear a bit of Kermit, and it was great to understand little things like the design of the puppet happened to work so well with his hand, and he could be so expressive with the way he could operate basically a sock puppet that it became an alter ego.
Jim Henson, Idea Man, is out today on Disney Plus. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
And a new recall for Tesla. About 125,000 of its vehicles across several years and models have a potential problem with their seatbelt warning systems, and over-the-air software fix will go out next month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For today, a high in the upper 70s, partly to mostly cloudy and mild conditions. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of a few showers, and a low of 57. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers, a high of 74. And Sunday, 80, with a mix of clouds and sun. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, our temperature is at 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Who cares if me and you turn a 2-for-1 afternoon into a downtown last call neon night? Feel so right. Let them stare, let them talk, let them think whatever they want. If people don't understand, we don't care, we don't care. Who cares if the whole world knows we drink too much and we dance too close? Your lips on mine, and we lose all track of time. Decide that that's our song, and I drop a little cash in the jar and say, play it again. Oh, who knows where the night might lead? Front porch kids are waking up with me. Friends might think it's too soon, but that's up to me and you. Who cares if the whole world knows we drink too much and we dance too close? Your lips on mine, and we lose all track of time.
think whatever they want. If people don't understand, we don't care. We don't care. Who cares if the whole world knows? We drink too much and we dance too close. Your lips on mine, and we lose all track of time. Who cares when the lights come on? When we leave, we don't leave alone. If you don't, I don't. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Fillmore on WRCO Radio, and who cares? Looks like Henry Bray got his hair cut. Didn't know that he needed one, but anyway, he's back in style. We've got some great music to share with you. We'll talk sports with Mike Clements as well, who has a great, great idea of what's going on in Wisconsin sports and currently following the Brewers, and that's been a good follow as well. So he'll check in later on this morning. Here's Chase Rice.
Like a dog, it's got me dog tired. Pushing 12-hour days, pulling all damn nighters. But come 5 o'clock, I'm the hell out of here, man. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Thank God for the end of the week, hallelujah. For some hell-bent people, wanna burn right through. Couple kegs in the bag. Just tap them into gear, man. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Is Megan single again? Cause her and her friend, they swinging like a wrecking ball when they came in. Drink so loud, the whole bar could hear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Crosshairs like an old red rider. When it comes to a pop top, it's a ready aim fire. Crack a can, that's some damn music to my ears. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. And it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer.
To the graduating seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Well, I just pulled out of Chicago. again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend. Oh, hello, Texas.
Hello, Texas.
Sure is good to see you again.
Hello, Texas.
It sure is good to see me a friend.
The times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. Goes nothing in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you, and I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you glass of wine that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all of the things that I've been feeling.
Young on FM 100.9. In case you didn't know, Dogs for a Cause hot dog and brat stand to support Schmidwillen Hills is going on today from now until 2 at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet Lot. That is happening today. And an open house for the Richland County Farm Service Agency honoring the retirement of Judy Hackle for her many years of service to USDA. If you've worked with her over the years, please stop by the office today between 1 and 4 and wish her well.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, It's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Coming up later, Mike Clements will join us as well on WRCO Radio, and we'll also have details coming up on how you can win. Our movie trivia question is going to be hot and happening a little bit later on today, so we'll share that with you when we hit, let's see, between 11:30 and noon today. Tony Johnson usually has some sort of noggin scratcher. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
This can't be happening. I wonder if this is covered by my insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Ryan from Julie Karen State Farm. Wow, that really works, even in radio.
Hey, Phil, what seems to be the problem?
My CD seems to have gone kaput. Is this covered in my policy?
What CD is it?
Twisted Sister.
Well, I would suggest removing that one from the policy, but yes, it is covered.
Tragedy averted. Julie Karens, my local State Farm insurance agent, has saved the day, providing financial services, bank products, and life insurance with the most attentive customer service around. Give Julie or Ryan a call today at 647-3632.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel. NAPA know-how!
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings. Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield, or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? It don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Dean, and we just disagree. We have hit the 70-degree mark, so that's we're doing awesome out there today. A good day to take your SpaghettiOs outside for lunch and enjoy some good weather. Yeah, lots of fun things going on. Baseball this weekend, home talent getting underway in full force. There were several games canceled last Sunday because of wet weather, and played on Monday, but it looks like this weekend's going to be a little bit better for outdoor events, including baseball games. Coming up next, the Daily Dose program. And later on, Bill Cody talks about Brian Kelly on today's Country Music Minute. Here's the Flat River Band.
Man, we've come a long, long way since the first radio transmission. But have we really gone too far? Seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. Can you remember when we all turned in? On every highway, every road, every city, every small town, and every single home.
lady.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. If you had to become a character in the circle of Winnie the Pooh, would you lean to the bounciness and energy of Tigger or the moaning and groaning of Eeyore? Or put another way, just how resilient is your personality? You don't need the over-the-top energy of Tigger to survive the days we live in, but you do need the bounciness. Try taking this resiliency test. Rate yourself 1 to 5 on these questions. Are you curious? Do you ask questions and experiment? Do you constantly learn from your experiences and the experiences of others? Do you need and expect to have things work well for yourself? Do you take good care of yourself? Do you easily find humor and laugh at yourself? Do you adapt quickly to change and show flexibility? Do you anticipate problems and avoid difficulties? Do you listen well, read others, including difficult people, with empathy? Do you invent ways to solve problems, trust your intuition and hunches? Do you expect tough situations to work out well? Do you grieve and let go of the past? Do you help others and bring stability to times of uncertainty and turmoil? If you gave yourself 4s and 5s, you're resilient. If you gave yourself 2s and 3s, it's time to take a closer look at Tigger and learn how to bounce. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Rev up your outdoor lawn care experience at Krogan's Do It Best, your ultimate destination for outdoor power sales and service. It's time to say goodbye to old, unreliable mowers and hello to a new, efficient cutting machine. Krogan's offers a wide selection of top-notch mowers, including Simplicity, Snapper, and Troy-Bilt models. And here's the best part. Everything is on sale with instant rebates of up to $500 available. Save big while upgrading to the latest in outdoor power technology. Choose Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
See you next summer.
This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. Welcome in. I'm Bill Cody. Authenticity takes center stage on Brian Kelly's Big Machine Records debut album, Tennessee Truth. The autobiographical project will proudly showcase Brian's values, passions, and love for the country lifestyle.
For the most part, other than one song, it's not a serious record. I mean, it's really fun. It's airy. It rocks at moments real hard. There's love on there. It's outdoor living. It's hunting. It's fishing. It's love. It's everything that I am and everything that I do just on this record. My Tennessee Truth is I'm not any different than those that are going to enjoy this record. Like, we have the same headspace and mindset. We love country music. We have a lot of the same core values of God, family, country, working hard, having something to look forward to when that hard work is done.
Wherever you download or stream your favorite music, it's there. Tennessee Truth with Brian Kelly. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top-rated companies to find you the best rates. Dave Davis here. More choices equal lower prices. For those switching their auto insurance, average savings exceeds $600. Savings can grow when Pure American Insurance shops all of your insurance, from home and auto to life and health. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line, go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Sustain a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, look, and I'll see you next summer.
Incredible seniors of Kickapoo High School. May your graduation be a stepping stone to even greater achievements. Congratulations on this momentous occasion. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Fuller's Milk Center, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, the People's Community Bank, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
Fly me to a foreign land. Show me rows of fancy clothes. Say, honey, you can take your pick. Well, that'd be my kind, but it ain't gonna do the trick. Give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love.
some big hunk, handsome, dark and tall. Talk to me in foreign tongues with a southern drawl. I'll be a man from old Siam and wear a pointed hat. I don't care how you look, cause that ain't where it's at. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. Off of your feet. Oh. Sweet talk and big blue eyes make a poor heart skip a beat. Oh. Drive you wild with a smile and then they'll treat you cruel. Oh. Well, I ain't gonna fall for that, cause a mama didn't raise no fool. So give a little love, squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time.
The Judds. Winona just recently celebrated her 60th birthday. We're up to 72 degrees in Richland Center. Some great music and talking sports as well during this morning. Mike Clemens is coming up.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsborough Equipment in Hillsborough, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroughequipment.com.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs & Creations.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO Sports. He is a world traveler, at least within the confines of the nation anyway, but lots of things to talk about in sports. The Wisconsin Badgers, first of all, they've been in the news this week. Their schedule announced, Mike. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, they made an adjustment yesterday afternoon. Phil, they said that the Wisconsin Badgers football team is going to have some Friday night lights. They're going to open the season on a Friday night. August 30th. They're going to kick off against Western Michigan. The game is going to be on television on Fox Sports 1 TV and also, you know, on our Badgers radio network. We'll hear it there. But, I don't know, because the first thing you think is, well, is that going to conflict with high school football? I think there's still a lot of games in the WIAA that are on Thursday night for that. There'll probably be some conflicts, but, you know, prime time is where the money is, and so, you know, they're moving it to there instead of a Saturday 11 a.m. kickoff, you know, at Camp Randall. Then they're going to finish the season against their rival, the Minnesota Gophers, for the Paul Bunyan Axe, and that's going to be on Black Friday now, November 29th. That's the day after Thanksgiving. That kick will be at 11 a.m., and it's going to be covered on the big one, the CBS TV, so on a major network like that. But, yeah, I'm sure plenty of people are accessible, can go out and have fun on a Friday night watching football. I've always thought that, you know, there's a couple of Packer games that I've covered preseason that were on Friday nights, and I thought, well, why doesn't the NFL do this instead of Thursday? So at least the players would have one more day where their bodies could recover. Fans going to a Friday night game is a lot more fun than, trying to another weeknight. But, you know, Thursday night's great for TV ratings. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mess with the NFL. They know what they're doing when it comes to ratings for TV eyeballs. But, Friday night seemed like it would be a good time to have a game like that. And the NFL said also, well, we didn't want to interfere with high school. But now the college is doing, the NFL will probably move some games to Friday night too.
There is a Packer game, obviously, and it's kind of a one-year thing. But let me ask you this, because...
Well, actually, this Packers game in Brazil is, it is on a Friday.
It is on a Friday night, right, the 6th of September. So let me ask you this, because this is a pet peeve of small-town radio and you're covering high school football. The second Badger game, the football season will be done for high school, but... Would they do this in Texas, where high school football is like king? Are you aware of college teams in Texas?
That's where the story, that's where the Friday Night Lights, book.
Right, exactly.
So Texas, Georgia, and Florida. Would they do it there? Probably not.
Right.
There probably would be a huge outcry.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Interesting move. And we'll see, we just got a press release. We don't really have any opinions or backstory or explanation of it. So we'll see if we ever get access like that to Chris or the rest of the staff at the Badgers and ask them how this all came about. I'm sure the network's also going to the NCAA and saying, hey, we'll pay for it. We've got open slots for it. This would be great.
Yep, big money. Well, speaking of the Packers, their OTAs continue next week. What have you learned so far from what you've seen?
I was watching the defense the other day because they were doing 11-on-11. So it's flag football, it's touch football. But they were moving around pretty good. And Jordan Love looks great. This number three quarterback they've got, Michael Pratt out of Tulane, they picked him up in the 7th round. He's going to be challenging Sean Clifford, who was a pick last year out of Penn State. He's going to challenge for that for that number two quarterback position. He's got a good arm, really good arm for a third-string quarterback. But I'm watching the defense, and, you know, they got a new defensive coordinator in Jeff Hafley and a new coaching staff, and I'm learning a little bit more with that, you know, with each day that we're out there. But Xavier McKinney, man, he's all over the field and very vocal. You know, Matt LaFleur said, yeah, you know, I went out to dinner with him before we signed him, and, you know, halfway through the dinner, it's like, this is the dude, this is the guy, this, you know, people skills, personable, focused, smart, intelligent, all those, checking off all those boxes, and he's out there wearing the number 29 jersey, and I had one guy say to me, so does he, like, remind you, like, Nick Collins, the safety, you know, who led the Packers when they won the Super Bowl in 2010? I said, no, really, you know, Nick was kind of an upper body guy, hard-hitting. He reminds you more of Woodson. I mean, he's rangy. He's making all kinds of declarations. They give him the freedom to roam all over the field where he's up in the box or dropping back. And so we'll see how that turns out. Eric Stokes, they hope to get back. It's been since November of 2022 where he just got, like, hit by a truck playing at Ford Field against the Lions and the injury to his knee and his foot. And very serious. So he tried to get back on the field a couple times last year, suffered a hamstring injury both times. So this is like his last chance to try and earn that job back. They think he's done a great job at everything he's supposed to do to get back on the field. And then there's Jair Alexander, highest paid corner. And, you know, I didn't realize that not only did he maybe have something to do with Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, getting fired, but also the strength and conditioning staff. Because someone was, there was a period last year where Jair was not playing, and it was supposed to be a back injury, and there were some whispers like maybe that wasn't happening, maybe he just wasn't participating. Jair Alexander at this point, I think, has got a lot to show. You know, he needs to start getting those interceptions and deflected passes and live up to his own hype, you know, as being the best corner in the NFL.
You were at Fenway Park last week when we talked to you. You were headed out and about. What was that experience like?
Tremendous. You know, the Brewers just finishing up this series with the Cubs. They won 3 out of 4 games. And last weekend against the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, everyone has always said, oh, man, Fenway, this. And so I got news for you. For me, it lived up to all of the hype. I mean, I got, you know, press access. I'm up there in the press box. It's in the fifth story. You're looking right down on the field. Like, you can almost call balls and strikes. There's some glass up there, so you don't have to worry about every foul ball hitting you in the chin like at American Family Field. But but there was a window open, Phil, and we had great weather, like, you know, like today. But there's, like, this breeze. I'm like, this is just unbelievable. It's quiet. The lights are on. You can't help but watch the ball game. The colors, the way they pop. And then there's this breeze. I'm like, this is off the ocean, right? This is like an ocean breeze. I mean, you can't help but focus on what's going on the field. The scoreboard's not loud and screaming like most of these stadiums. It's more about baseball and less about, you know, bazookas with T-shirts. being shot in, you know, and that's what makes it spectacular. You can't help but watch the what's going on with the game, and you can hear the ball hit the mitt and the umpire calling strikes and balls, and it's tremendous. It's really tremendous.
I know that that was kind of a homecoming of sorts for Sal Frelick, wasn't it?
It is. This kid who came onto the scene last year during spring training, and then when they brought him up mid-season. He's from the Boston area. He was also a good high school quarterback. His parents put on a little welcome back Sal kind of party in his hometown in the Boston area. About 3,000 people showed up. And, you know, when you travel with the team, you kind of start to learn even more little stories. Like, it was Sunday morning, and we're in the visitor's manager's office with Pat Murphy, and he's like, I just love this kid. We were talking about how great a weekend it had been for him in terms of the welcome back to Boston, and, you know, here's our Boston kid playing in the majors against his hometown team, if you will. And he said, you know, Murphy, he said, you know, like even in training, when that dog that he, you know, picked up, and we're like, excuse me, what? Oh, yeah, so, well, you ask him. So we asked Sal, he goes, oh, yeah, well, he says, yeah, we were leaving one night in Tucson and going out the parking lot, and everyone is gone, the crowd is gone, and we're doing some exercises or drills afterwards, and here's this little dog out there shaking. So I picked him up, and, you know, there's no collar. And so he took in a dog during spring training and then, you know, asked for a little time off so he can run over to Humane Society, get some shots. Adam McKelvey, who covers the team for MLB, he's got a story coming out about all that. But it's just like, oh, my God. I mean, talk about role. That's just the way he is. He's very intense. He's very competitive. And he's sensitive to just about anything and everybody around him. And very popular player on the team. Or like before the game, we're in the clubhouse. And the clubhouse is old and small. But I think every once in a while, it's good for these guys to, you know, this is what really baseball used to be, right?
Yeah.
Instead of these, you know, the spa that you're used to in most places where you're at. And Jake Bauer, who's been filling in first base for Rhys Hoskins, he's there and he's like, he's working. I think it was him and Sal, they're working on crossword puzzles, like competing. Because, you know, these guys can't do anything without it turning into a competition. And so Jake is, he's, so look at it, and it's a copy. Download a copy on a piece of paper of the L.A. Times crossword puzzle. And he says, yeah, no, I do this every day, yeah. And then he's keeping score. He's got a legal pad where he's keeping score. And I said, are you like me and just every once in a while make up a word or two? Wow. He said, no, you know, I get better at it every time that I try it. And, you know, he challenges other guys to sit down with him. He does it every day before every game. He's filling out the L.A. Times crossword puzzle just trying to get better in that part of his life. And so, you know, you see little things like that and say, man, this is a pretty good group. This is really an interesting group they've got in the clubhouse right now.
And they're winning, so that's good too.
They're winning, they're finding ways to win, and there's like a new hero, you know, in every game, like yesterday, Gary Sanchez, who mm-hmm. the Yankees sort of gave up on, and here he comes up with another game-winning home run just when they needed it, tied 4-4, Cubs desperate to even up the series, and Brewers come out winning 3 games.